This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day, another great weekend coming up with more and more theaters opening up across the country. There's a big new movie that's opening up primarily in theaters, not available yet for streaming. Is it worth seeing? Nobody. That's the title. It is a action thriller. A revenge action thriller, you could say. We will be reviewing that and Yes Day and the very controversial Apple TV offering Calls. We will be dealing with all of that. Also, what do people define today as the most adventurous activities, and what is behind the 30-year high in violent crime? That's what we're going through. We will get to that in just a moment. I first want to welcome to the show a terrific journalist whose column I discussed with you yesterday. Her name is Leanne O'Neill, and she writes based in Houston, Texas. She's a former news reporter and editor whose columns have appeared across the country. Her piece, which appeared originally in Real Clear Politics that we talked about yesterday, the title is Surge in Asian Hate Crimes, More Bogeyman Than Fact. And Leanne, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.
And you say in your piece, and it's important to specify this so that we don't get all kinds of people shouting at us, you are Korean-American.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And one of the points that you make is that we had the mass shooting this week in Boulder, Colorado, in which the suspect is Syrian-American. Even though, you write, all the victims were of the same race, no one assumes without proof, and there still is no proof, that he was acting out of racial animosity. Because, of course, all the victims were white. In Atlanta, the shooter killed two white people and injured a Latino, but the killings must still be motivated by anti-Asian hatred, right? Isn't there overwhelming evidence that he was filled with anti-Asian prejudice?
Well, I think the problem is that some folks leaped to a conclusion before there was much evidence of anything at all. I mean, I think anytime there's something so violent and horrific like that, we're all left wondering, why did this person do this? What could possess somebody to do such a thing? And we want an explanation. And so I think some have tended to kind of fill that need immediately and give what give an explanation that I found no proof of so far.
Well, there still is nothing. I mean, and wouldn't you think that if this guy really was consumed by anti-Asian hatred, there would be some kind of social media track record, some people who would be willing to testify that he expressed that hatred? There's no evidence of that anywhere, is there, Leanne?
Not that I have seen, but of course, law enforcement are still looking into that, and that's their job, to try to piece together why did he do this. But, you know, in other examples that we've seen around the country, you know, the man who shot up the Walmart in El Paso left a clear record of why he did that. He was motivated by an animosity toward Hispanic people. He wrote about there's this Hispanic invasion of Texas. So it was fairly clear for investigators to say that seems to be his motivation. By contrast, the shootings in Atlanta, we don't have any, you're exactly right, we don't have any record or any folks who knew him who say this was what animated him, was that he had this hatred for Asian people.
Do you have, and you're a reporter and you've written very insightfully about these cases within the last few days, But just yesterday, there was another case. We had talked about the one in Atlanta where a guy had dressed in tactical gear with a vest, bulletproof vest, and six different guns on his person, was arrested in a market in Atlanta. And then there was a case in Kentucky where there was another guy with multiple firearms and tactical gear who was arrested at a hospital in Lexington. Is a great deal of this, do you think, copycat kinds of crimes?
No, I don't know. I'm not an expert in that area. All I know is that looking at the reports that have been put forward to hype up the so-called surge in anti-Asian hate crimes and anti-Asian sentiment in America are deeply flawed, and that looking closer at the numbers, I don't see the definitive proof of that.
Yeah, and the point you make is when they say that anti-Asian crimes have gone up 140%, that's not something significant when the number of crimes you're talking about in 1 year is three.
Right. That was here in Houston. You're absolutely correct. So I looked at it, and the reported number of anti-Asian hate crimes in 2019 here in Houston was zero. Zero. And then in 2020 went up to three. And the numbers are small like that throughout this report because we have a total figure for last year of 122. So the increased figure goes from 49 to 122, but the headline-grabbing figure is the 149% increase.
Okay, and with 122, that's in the 16 largest cities in the country, right? I mean, so we're talking about as something
exactly
that does not occur every day. As an Asian American, do you...
Right, so they're folding in the big cities in California, Houston, New York, where we know we have large and diverse Asian American populations. And they're coming up with, you know, 122. And that's not to say that that shouldn't be of concern to us, but it's just to temper our reaction to it and to understand the context and sort of have a little more nuanced response to it, I think, is what I was hoping to provide.
And
you know, the other statistic, it may be interesting to your listeners, is that if you take a longer view, anti-Asian hate crimes in America are down. They're actually, that's a great thing, right? In 1999, they were up in the 300s around the country nationally. That's the FBI's big annual report on all hate crimes. And in 2019, they were down to 179. That's the last year we have complete data. So,
wow, and
actually
that's
the
with
opposite
a huge
of what
increase
we've seen
in,
reported this week.
And that's with a huge increase in overall population and particularly in Asian population.
Absolutely.
In terms of the historic perspective which you just invoked, Leanne O'Neill, is it wrong to say that Asian immigrants to the United States going all the way back to the 19th century have been a prodigious success story?
I think that if you look at economic indicators, educational indicators, it's hard to argue that as a minority group it hasn't been. I mean, I would agree with you. Now, I know that there are also nuances within that in different groups within Asian America have different experiences. I mean, you have to remember, too, that when we have this group that we talk about Asian America, we're talking about Indians, we're talking about Chinese people, we're talking about people like me of Korean heritage. So there's a whole range of experiences and of reasons why different groups immigrated.
And of course, and a whole range of different historical experiences and times of arrival and more. Leanne O'Neill's piece is posted at our website. We're in fact sending it out with our newsletter, Surge in Asian Hate Crimes, More Bogeyman Than Fact. We'll be back with what about the crime increase generally? It's alarming. Why? Coming up. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there are all kinds of reasons for optimism about the United States of America, always, and we've always been an optimistic people, as I was emphasizing yesterday. But the one thing that should be deeply troublesome, even as we're approaching, supposedly by the 1st of May, President Biden promised yesterday 200 million vaccines administered in the United States, and maybe just the end of this pandemic. Even in the midst of that, there's some really serious news. I mean, serious bad news that impacts the way every single American lives. And The Atlantic reports in a fine piece by Derek Thompson, which features an important interview with Patrick Sharkey, who's a sociologist at Princeton University, who's studied crime his whole career. They report that even before the recent mass shootings, violent crime was surging to its highest rate in 30 years. Americans can no longer say, as we could 10 years ago, that we are living in the safest time in American history. And he goes ahead and he asks Professor Sharkey, he says, what happened last year? And Sharkey says it was a huge surge of violence in the most violent year of the century. We went through a long period where violence was steadily falling. There was a sharp decline in the 1990s and a more gradual decline since then. But right now, we're in a period of rising violence. Since 2014, there's been a gradual increase. And then last year, 2020, it was a really terrible year across the whole country. And then Thompson asks, is it safe to say that the great crime decline has come to an end? And the professor says, I would say it's very clearly paused. What remains to be seen is just how anomalous last year was. There's a possibility that this was just a year when social life was completely destabilized in so many ways. And that resulted in a huge surge of violence that was temporary. That's the hope. But the current increase in crime is not evenly distributed. He points out intimate partner violence increased particularly in 2020. And he said, but the overall demographics of victims is incredibly consistent over time. It's young people of color who are the primary victims, particularly young men of color. And he says, I don't see anything yet to indicate that's changed dramatically. So what happened? Is it basically the economic problem, the poverty that was caused by the pandemic, the rapid unemployment? And Sharkey says, and his work is all about this, it's very clear that economic recessions typically do not translate into more crime. Some of the safest years, by the way, in American history in terms of low crime rates were the Great Depression. People have joked nobody had anything worth stealing. But he goes on to say, my argument is that in areas where communities go through periods of disinvestment and where institutions break down, people feel like they're on their own. This creates conditions where violence becomes more likely. As a place becomes more violent, people change their behavior. They become more likely to interpret uncertainty in an aggressive way, more likely to carry a weapon, more likely to act quickly or first if they feel threatened. This is how the presence of violence creates more violence. This cascading effect where violence begets violence has been reinforced in the past year. Last year, everyday patterns of life broke down. Schools shut down. Young people were on their own. There was a widespread sense of a crisis and a surge in gun ownership. People stopped making their way to institutions that they know and where they spend their time. That type of destabilization is what creates the conditions for violence to emerge. And then Derek Thompson, it just does an outstanding job, it seems to me, in raising a point that a lot of people on the left, and this is Atlantic Magazine, remember, are reluctant to raise. He says we have to talk about the effect of the 2020 summer protests on the rise in violence, meaning the protests surrounding the death of George Floyd. Thompson says, I can imagine agreeing with two very different arguments. There's the left's argument that it would be reckless to exclusively attribute the increase in crime violence to the Black Lives Matter and defund the police protests, which were understandable responses to very real problems. Clearly, last year was destabilizing in so many other ways. But then there's the more conservative, I suppose you would call it, argument that the defund the police movement was substantively wrong and possibly counterproductive, because more policing, not less policing, has been commonly associated with a crime reduction. What's more, the protests may have directly contributed to a pullback in police presence in certain cities. I think that's true, by the way. And the sudden declines in police-civilian interactions have been associated with large increases in local crime. What's the right way to sort through these interpretations? And here's what Sharkey, the Princeton professor, says. He says, violence surged last year after the protests. There's no doubt about that. You're right that the aftermath of high-profile police shootings, the police often pull back. They change the types of incidents they get involved in. This can be political or it can be individual choices. But there's a second part. Residents and community members also often step back in the aftermath of high-profile incidents when the legitimacy of police departments is questioned. The public becomes less willing to reach out to police for help and less willing to cooperate or provide information. And this is the crucial conclusion that he reaches. When a social order depends on the police dominating public spaces, and that form of social order is questioned and starts to break down, it can lead to a surge of violence. It means that when you depend on the police to dominate public spaces and they suddenly step back from the role, violence can increase. And part of what this acknowledges, it seems to me, and good for them, is that, look, we need to reopen schools. We obviously need to return to normal life. We need to return to social institutions where people can get together and associate with one another and feel more secure. And yes, he also talks later about the need for improving parks and social services, and all of that can be an important role. But there is nothing that can replace the effectiveness and the security and the additional security that policing provides. And so what we are doing, if we actually want to show that black lives matter, because blacks are the primary victims of all of this violence, by pulling back on police funding and support, we're actually damaging that community and costing more lives. When we come back, what do Americans consider adventurous in year 2021? That and more on The Medved Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democratic congressmen and a group of Republican senators are getting a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"And what you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous. and they should finish the wall.
King Supers is stepping up to help those impacted by this week's mass shooting at one of the company's locations in Boulder, Colorado. The company donating $1 million to the Colorado Healing Fund. King Supers spokesman Kelly McGannon also saying that when you go to the grocery store, you will be able to donate at any of the grocer's check stands. That money will go to the Healing Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show. Sometimes it seems adventurous just to get up and go about your business, especially in the restrictive mood of a pandemic. There's a new study about, and it's supposed to be of 2,000 nationally representative people. And it was by one poll, it was taken on behalf of the American Lam Board. And what, you might ask, is the American Lam Board? Well, I found out it promotes people eating lamb. And I'm not sure how this poll connects with that. But they asked people, basically, what do you prefer, what do you think would be the kinds of adventures you would like to have in 2021? And they begin their report by saying most Americans would prefer to have a boozy picnic with friends instead of meeting pals in a jam-packed bar after the COVID-19 crisis. Okay. Well, the thought of eating outside might not have provoked immediate excitement pre-pandemic, 47% now say they consider an adventure is considerably a lower bar than it was in March 2020. And they consider that eating outside is one of the primary sources of a top adventure activity today. Here are the top 8 that are described in this study. Number 1 is cooking a new dish. That's an adventure. Eating outside, 2. Watching a new TV show, Be Still My Heart. We'll give you an example of one new TV show. Well, you'll see what we have to say about calls. taking the long way home, that 30% of people say that taking the long way home is now an adventurous activity you look forward to. Ordering from a new restaurant, it's 29%. Choosing a new book to read, 26%. Now, here's one that is just unbelievably thrilling. I mean, it's a deficit of adults, staying up late, 25%. And then trying something spicier than used to. They're talking about food. They're not talking about intimate activity here. Respondents said experiences like taking a new hike, walking around the neighborhood, or learning to use Zoom were all adventurous experiences for them over the past 12 months. It's kind of sad when you see this in context, isn't it? And one of the things that I think is sad and that people have missed is in the world of sports. And I, for one, am excited. They're now going to be allowing, I think, up to 9,000. They've already sold out their tickets for opening night for the Mariners, which I believe is April 1st. And baseball's coming back. And they have a story from the world of baseball featured in Sports Friday of the New York Times. And the headline is, "This prospect can do it all, except play on Saturday." And it's about a guy named Ellie Klingman in Nevada, who is a high school star who's already been scouted by the major leagues. Based on talent and desire, they write, Ellie Klingman is good enough to realistically entertain his dream of playing Major League Baseball, or at least top-level college ball. But he knows his devotion to his faith could shatter that dream before it starts, and he's ready to accept that. And even if a big league team were to offer Klingman a $10 million signing bonus, with a promise that he would be playing in front of 40,000 people later this summer, provided he agrees to play on the Sabbath, he insists he would stand firm in his conviction. No, Klingman said when asked if he could be enticed to break his religious obligations. That day of Shabbos is for God. I'm not going to change that. And they point out in this article that many Jewish players have declined to play on certain religious holidays through the decades, mainly on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, the two high holidays. Sandy Koufax famously did that, Hall of Famer. And Hank Greenberg refused to play, and he was the first one. And Sean Green of the L.A. Dodgers refused to play on Yom Kippur. Okay, but that's one day. What this kid is talking about is 52 weeks a year, and you can't play on Friday night because that's when the Sabbath begins, and you can't play on Saturday, and then this weekend, for instance, we're coming into the Passover holiday. So he would be out for 3 days in a row. And what's fascinating about it is they're saying that this young man, who apparently is just outstanding as a student, as a human being, as a person of faith, is training to be a catcher. Because catchers are not expected to play every day. And may he have a remarkable career. As a speaking of remarkable career, there's also an obituary for a great ball player, and I know Jeremy's eyes are glazing right now, but Dr. Bobby Brown, a Yankee who played in four World Series, had a batting average of .349 in the World Series, was enormously successful in the late 40s. He was also a medical doctor, and he stole a lot of bases. They used to call him Quick Comes the Doctor. And Dr. Bobby Brown, one of the amazing things about him is he interrupted his baseball playing career not only to volunteer in World War II, where he became a medical officer, but to come back in Korea at the height of his career. A remarkable guy, and married for 61 years to the same lady who passed away in 2012. And on a less happy note, word today from the Boulder police chief, who spoke about the motive of the killer in that awful shooting. This is clip 8B.
Like the rest of the community, we too want to know why. Why that King Soopers? Why Boulder? Why Monday? And unfortunately, at this time, we still don't have those answers.
Okay, and he used not an AR-15 style rifle. He used, well, here's what the chief said. This is clip 8A.
The firearm used by the suspect in King Soopers on March 22nd is a semi-automatic Ruger AR-556 pistol. It was legally purchased in a gun store in Arvada, Colorado. The defendant was also in possession of a 9mm handgun, but at this time we do not believe that gun was used in this incident.
Okay. All of this, people desperately want to know what went wrong here. And it seems to me that what went wrong, as it does in so many other instances, is not taking a mental illness seriously enough. There appears to be no evidence here of terrorist involvement or of a hate crime of any kind that we know about. But stay tuned. Coming up, we will talk about some of the film offerings that are opening this weekend. I'll also say I think one of the reasons they ran that story about Ellie Kligman, who's the prospective ball player, because we are coming up to a Passover holiday, which begins tomorrow night. We'll talk about that and the movie offerings that are opening, one of them in theaters all across the country, coming right up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, wishing everybody a glorious spring weekend. And yeah, the buds are out, the weather's clearing up, baseball's on the way, as we mentioned before. And it's also, for Jewish people, it's the big spring holiday, holiday of liberation, holiday, it's called Festival of Freedom. Passover holiday begins tomorrow night. And that presents all kinds of special challenges because it comes right after the Sabbath, and which makes it a little bit more difficult to do the normal preparations for Passover. But it means 3 days of celebration and I hope great joy for everybody out there. One quick word about the Passover holiday that people get wrong. People know the spiritual go down Moses and tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. The phrase let my people go is not biblical. The actual Hebrew in the Bible, what Moses is asking is send my people out. Not release them, send them. The idea is not just being released from slavery, it's actually going on a mission, and that mission leads right to Mount Sinai and the Ten Commandments and trying to bring a more just, more decent world. And that's always been the American idea. It's one of the reasons that Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, when they designed a national seal, designed a seal showing Moses crossing the Red Sea. The idea that you are delivered into freedom, but with a purpose, to make a better world. And I think that's always been a conscious American purpose for all of our significantly successful leaders. All right, how about some significantly successful diversion on this spring weekend? The latest from Hollywood. And it's kind of strange to go from talking about Moses and deliverance and celebrating to talking about nobody. That's the name of a new movie that is opening in theaters around the country. And it's been getting, I think appropriately, very diverse reviews because the film is skillfully done. It stars Bob Odenkirk of Better Call Saul. And the film is well acted, it's well directed, the action scenes, which is most of what the film is, are very effective. But it's about a guy who's a, sort of a little bit of a henpecked, henpecked would be the wrong term, and I know that's a sexist term. He's taken for granted by his two kids and by his wife. He works hard every day. He goes through the same routine, commuting into work, and seems to be a little bit bored with his job. And then something changes. There's a home invasion robbery, and he does nothing to resist the brutal robbers, much to the disgust of his son, until it's revealed he actually has a whole different past and a whole different personality that's very ready, in fact, even eager to confront bad guys. Listen.
Now, on the one hand, there's a long dormant piece of me now awake that wants so very badly to play this out. The other, more reasonable piece of me, what's left of it, would like to end our little tete-a-tete right now. What's done is done. After all, we can both rebuild, right?
Right.
What is happening?
Don't call 911.
Okay, don't call 911. It turns out that he had a secret history that apparently his children knew nothing about and his colleagues knew nothing about, as a some kind of a dark black ops government agent who's involved as a mass killer. And this is awakened not only by the fact that he underwent this home invasion robbery, but there's an incident on public transit that is breathtakingly brutal. And the problem with the film is that even though Oderkirk's smolders very effectively, and he looks formed, supposed to be indestructible, a Superman and a super killer who can single-handedly take on 15 bad guys, it's stretched and not particularly convincing. The film is extremely brutal. There's also Christopher Lloyd plays his father, who's in a nursing home but has some punch left, and also has a complicated background. It seems to be a setup for a sequel, so that the title is meant ironically, Nobody. He says he's just nobody. He's actually this ultra-violent superhero. The bad guys here, as in other recent films, are Russian mobsters. A mobster here played by Alexei Serebryakov, who's a fairly experienced Russian actor, creepily convincing. 2.5 stars for Nobody, which is definitely rated R. A much more suitable film for family audiences, Yesterday, with Jennifer Garner and Edgar Ramirez. They decide to get closer to their three kids by giving them one special day where they say yes to every request. How does that work out? This is playing on Netflix. Listen.
We used to say yes to everything.
We can be fun again.
Really?
Let's do this!
I hear myself when I'm with the kids and I think, I wouldn't even hang out with me. If we want Yes Day to make a difference, we need to go all in.
Okay, so they go all in. I mean, though, what they do is, well, there's a sequence where they have a paintball war, except it's balloons, water balloons filled with Kool-Aid, and as sort of an all-out conflict in those terms. Yes, right? There are roller coasters. There's going through a car wash with the windows down. But then the film tends to has a sequence involving hospitals and hospital treatment, which becomes necessary, and then police and potentially very illegal treatment. And it never goes dark. It's a PG movie and a well-made PG movie, and the cast is entirely likable. The reason I liked this film is because it shows extremely likable parents that I think everybody will warm to. And Jennifer Garner is wonderful in this kind of role. And the three kids are extremely talented. And I'm not talented, they're played by talented actors, but they're likable and decent kids. And it doesn't all go to, oh, the kids know best, our parents are an idiot. I did a chapter in my book, Hollywood versus America, called Kids Know Best, because that's the alternative today, not Father Knows Best. In the film, the parents are pretty smart, despite the silliness. 2.5 stars for PG-rated Yesterday. There's another film called Calls that's on Apple TV, and it's an adaptation of a French series, and it has all kinds of stars in it, and Rosario Dawson and Mark Duplass and Armie Hammer and many others. It's a series of intercepted smartphone calls where you don't see people at all. What you see is flashing things on the screen and then the text written out of what they're saying to each other. And it seems to be 9 disconnected phone calls, but by the very end, there is an apocalyptic connection. Listen.
Hi. Hi. I was wondering if you could come see me today. Is everything okay?
Hey, babe.
There's things we can't explain.
What are you saying?
I just heard a weird noise outside my window. You think I'm making this all up?
Okay, this is adapted from a French TV series, and it's 9 different segments, 9 different episodes that are about 15 minutes each. And it's largely fascinating and occasionally very scary. Now, it's a strange thing to watch because you're not watching any people, but the people are skilled enough actors so that they create a real sense of danger at points. And there is a more than a little science fiction element and an ominous tone to the entire project. All of the acting is superior, maybe like old-time radio acting, because you don't see faces. 2.5 stars for what is very much an adult's project called Calls, and that on Apple TV+. I hope that the weekend is satisfying to everyone, that next week brings us only good news, economically and in every other way, in behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.